Political parties and interest groups have regularly handed out or mailed voter registration forms in the past, and there's nothing preventing them from doing that this year. But on old forms, all a person had to do was fill out a valid address if it was more than 20 days before an election. Now, Government Accountability Board spokesman Reed Magny says a new state law requires all people to present a proof of residence to register to vote.
Unfortunately, with this change in the law, some people haven't got that form quite right.
Magny says the Government Accountability Board has received scattered reports throughout the state from clerks being sent out-of-date voter registration forms that don't include proof of residence. He says clerks end up having to track people down to get more information.
And it's more work for the clerks. It's frustrating for the voters who thought they were, you know, doing everything they needed to when they filled out the form and sent it in.
People registering by mail can send in photocopies of documents ranging from a driver's license to a paycheck or utility bill. The new voter registration requirement was signed into law by Governor Walker in early April. It was one of several changes majority Republicans made to Wisconsin election law this past legislative session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.